You know, the trouble with the criminal justice system, it tries to reinforce some important things like boundaries on our behavior and stuff, but it does it in a really negative way. It says, you harm us, we're going to harm you. So to mitigate that and make it more humane, we have to bring in other values to try to mitigate it, and that's never very effective. Restorative justice has inherent in it a vision of how we want to live together. It reminds us of, I often talk about three values that are core for me of restorative justice: respect, responsibility, and relationship. Those are important to living together. And so what really excites me is when people start telling me about how they live differently. We did a training for police in another country one time, and somewhere in the middle of that training, the head administrator of the police department said, you know, if we're serious about this, we're going to have to change how we relate to each other here in the department. And then he came back after one day of training and he said, you know, my daughter wrecked our car last night. And he said, because I've been in this workshop, I responded much differently than I normally would. That kind of thing was really encouraging, you know. It surprises me. But if restorative justice can be an element of that kind of, or a force for that kind of change in people's values and behaviors, I think that's really all we're asking for.